It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by Seth McLaughlin, Washington Times national politics reporter. And correct me if I'm wrong, Seth, I think you're in Ohio, right?
I am. I'm in Columbus.
All right. Going to be there through the evening. Today, of course, being Super Tuesday, there is no more important primary than the one taking place there today. I guess you're hunkered down and you're going to wait for the results, or what are you doing today?
I'll be headed to Steubenville later today, where Rick Santorum is going to have his victory party, or
okay,
however sort of party it will turn out to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mitt Romney is going to be in Mass, where he'll be listening to the results come in and also have his victory party.
Yeah.
So right now it's definitely just a waiting game. We're kind of looking at turnout. Turnout seems to be a little low down here, up here or west of you.
Right.
And
yeah, somewhere out there in the Midwest.
You got it.
All right, so yesterday, I know the gloves were off. Santorum was really swinging for the fences because obviously he's out of time. But what was he hitting Romney on? Was it that federal health care mandate issue?
Well, it was. The subject was the federal mandate health care. Basically, some old clips of Romney in which Santorum argues he argued for the federal health care mandate that President Obama eventually embraced. But I think, you know, the larger issue here is Santorum is trying to knock Romney as a guy who's not trustworthy. It's kind of the same storyline that has followed Romney throughout the primary, you know, because of his evolving positions in the past on abortion, guns, and whatnot. So I think Santorum is just trying to revive that storyline. And obviously, I mean, when anyone attacks in the last few days of campaign, I think it is a bit of a telltale sign that perhaps he is seeing his stock drop in the polls, and that he does see the need to try to pull Romney back and slow some of his momentum before, you know, voters hit the polls today.
Yeah. Romney has tons of money. He may not have a whole lot left in Ohio now, but he outspent Santorum by a bunch, didn't he?
Yeah, 12 to 1 is what Santorum said yesterday in a conference call with reporters here. And Santorum, he had a pretty good line. He said it probably would be an understatement to say this was David versus Goliath. So what's happening is, just like a lot of the other states, Romney's campaign has a lot of money. Plus, they're also getting a lot of help from Restore Our Future, the super PAC, which is backing him. So in a contest like Ohio, they've funneled millions of dollars into television and radio ads. And it's something that's really apparent when you're here. I was just downstairs in the lobby, and they were running a couple Romney ads, basically hitting Santorum for different votes he made in the past, and kind of actually turning the trust question back on Santorum in those ads. And then on the flip side, though, I mean, in fairness, Santorum also has a super PAC running ads for him here. It just, you know, they don't have the sort of finances that the Romney campaign and the super PAC enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but did I read where Romney's camp actually sent someone to refute something Santorum said yesterday?
Yeah. Ryan Williams is the campaign spokesperson for one of the campaign spokespeople for Romney. And so Santorum in the morning, I had been in a Romney event in the morning, but in the afternoon he repeated his criticism, this criticism aimed at Romney's, what he says, again, is an embrace of the Obama federal health care mandate. And so Ryan showed up at the Santorum event in the afternoon here yesterday outside Columbus and wanted to refute Santorum's claims. And the Romney camp basically said that Santorum is turning desperate because Romney had rattled off a few wins in primaries, and, you know, basically Santorum sees maybe perhaps fate on the wall is how they would like to portray it. And I guess Ryan's big line that Santorum was flailing around. So, I mean, that kind of describes how they were countering his claim.
Yeah. Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, just non-factors in Ohio?
Yeah. I mean, I did meet a guy last night that said he was going to vote for Ron Paul, but
one guy,
and he's at a bar. So,
yeah, what does that tell you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to try to read too much into it, but I think that you know, those guys aren't really playing here. For Newt Gingrich, it seems like he has all his eggs in Georgia, and, you know, frankly, if he can't win Georgia, I think he's said as much that his campaign is probably toast. And then Ron Paul is concentrating his efforts on some of the smaller caucus states like Alaska and North Dakota, where you know, those real loyal followers that we've come to know Ron Paul for can play a big difference, you know, where those small meetings, they can really have strong political weight and perhaps, you know, propel Mr. Paul to his first victory in the Republican nomination race.
Yeah. This one, this one's got all the makings, though, of being very close. You know, I was going over some of the numbers yesterday. At 10 days out, it appeared that Santorum was ahead as many as 11 points in one poll that I saw. And then yesterday, looking at the tracking poll information, those guys were neck and neck.
Yeah. Basically, when Santorum in early February won Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri, he got a real bounce out of that here. And you can see in the polls he jumped in the first place. And he held that lead right up until, I don't know, the last few days where Romney closed the gap. And, again, part of the reason Romney was able to close the gap is because of the fundraising advantage he has and the super PAC help he has. It, in many ways, it kind of reminds me of what happened in Florida when Newt Gingrich had a strong showing in South Carolina in January. You know, they went to Florida, and the Romney camp just really threw everything in the kitchen sink at Gingrich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not doing it at the same level here, but it's a similar kind of storyline where, you know, they're using their money and resources to make sure they were able to, number one, slow Santorum's momentum, and, you know, in the latest polls, actually have Romney with a slight edge here.
Yeah. All right, polls open until what out there?
7:30, I believe. I got to double check.
No, that's all right.
Good question.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious, you know, as to when we would start to see results. I guess we'll just have to wait.
Yeah, yep.
Be patient. This is like Christmas Day for me. You know?
Well, it could be a long one here, depending on how close this is, you know.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Seth, thanks for the update. We'll talk again.
Thank you, Andy.